Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A woman in Maryland was buying a lottery ticket recently, and the cashier grabbed the wrong one. So what did she do?
Kept it.
No. She made him grab the one that she wanted instead and left. So then guess what happened? The guy behind her in line said he'd buy the other lottery ticket. He won
$30,000.
You always take it. You take it. Like, if you want... If you want lottery ticket A and they accidentally pull B, go, okay, give me both then. Give me both then. That's the way that it works. I've got some new food items for you guys. I don't think this is on Dr. Urshan's diet, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. The newest item at Olive Garden. Olive Garden's been doing some new stuff because they've got those Italian nachos.
Looks pretty good.
Now they have the meatball pizza bowl.
I saw the picture of it.
Yeah, we have a picture up on Bone TV. It is an edible bowl made out of pizza dough that is filled with cheese, sauce, and 10 meatballs. Only costs $9, and it comes with unlimited salad and breadsticks. So you can go in there to Olive Garden and check that out. Meatball pizza bowl.
It looks nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
I would kill that. It's like one of those Mexican salads.
Right, and you get the salad and breadsticks with it, too.
That's genius. Whoever came up with this item is on it.
You know what? I think that Galvin and I could do that. Like, if Outback says to us, hey man, we're sliding, we need to come up with a new cool item. Remember when the Bloomin' Onion was like the best thing in the world?
Right.
Just give us like a half hour,
like, and we'll come up with something
creative. Just give us a half hour, we'll tell you if you need some.
Like, give me what appetizers you have, and then I'm gonna kind of put three together and make a new thing.
I'm telling you right now, and then applies to Burger King. Any restaurant out there that's suffering, that's like, and I don't mean like a mom and pop. I mean some that's already established that needs a new kick in the ass.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's the name of our company, M&G, Kicking Ass Apps.
M&G Consulting, Kicking Apps.
Yeah. Kicking Apps. Oh, right. God. That's why we're brilliant. Yeah. I came up with the idea. You came up with the name.
Yep. Yeah, now, me and Carmen will help sell stuff.
Eat it.
Hey, I'm getting an email from a lady that says her son is at Land O'Lakes High School and that they've arrested a student and they're searching another one for posting school shooting threats on Snapchat. Two things. If you have any information, I'd like to hear more about it. And two, if you're a high school kid, stop being an idiot. Even if you have no intention of doing anything bad and you think it's not funny right now, and they are not going to let you slide.
And it's probably going to ruin the rest of your life.
Yeah,
as well. For sure. They'll remember that.
Yeah, it's not a joke, and don't think you can cover your face. Listen, when I was a kid, I thought they'll never be able to track this, and they will track you in a heartbeat, especially now. So,
by the way, on Twitter, thank you to David Council that sent us this. If you forgot, Jesse James was wearing the Nazi hat and making like a mustache and doing the...
Jesse James.
So wasn't just his girlfriend. He was doing some dumb stuff too.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me grab some of these phone calls real quick. This is Valerie. Good morning, Valerie. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hi there. I just wanted to talk about a short bit about the gun control and teachers on the teacher. I don't think a lot of teachers want to walk around with guns.
Hey, Valerie. I'm sorry. You kind of muffled up for a second. Did you say you are a teacher?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
Sorry. I know as a teacher, I don't want to walk around with a gun. I'm pretty sure most of us don't. We have enough, that we have to do as far as being a teacher.
Yeah. Too many kids that you're responsible for, you're undercompensated, and you have to deal with enough BS on a daily basis to have an option to start shooting those kids.
Yeah, and gun control is not going to do it. Sorry, I don't agree with that, because you're going to get guns if you want them. But one thing I think is this, because I used to teach super, super young kids as well. As teachers, we start getting a feeling for these kids at a young age and as they go along. And I've had several conversations with teachers and we're like, hey, that kid, something's not right.
Yes.
You almost can think in your head, like I've literally said at one point, that kid's going to grow up and we're going to see him in the news.
Yeah, so we've all said that about, how old of a woman are you, Valerie?
46.
Okay, so we're the same age. Think back to your grade school and tell me the name of the kid that you that knew was going to grow up to be crazy.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, you know him.
Yeah.
I mean, we all knew him. We're all, and certainly for teachers, You're I don't know what do you think you guys should do? You should have a quarter who's the crazy kid meeting and then kind of tag them, keep an eye on them.
That's what I was just going to say. I think there should be a flag. There should be like something on the file, and you keep and you follow along. I mean, we know these kids better than the parents sometimes. We're around them all the time, and you know, let's face parents these days, a lot of them aren't very involved. So let's keep an eye on these kids, and as they get older, any little thing that happens, they go to a guidance counselor, they go to a social worker, they have people talk to them. I think that might be a little more proactive than teachers carrying guns.
I think that's a great idea. And also, you bring up a good point. I am extremely involved in my kids' life. I have an 11-year-old son. I am super dad, okay? I go to all his sporting things. I've been to every function at his school. I go to every teacher meeting. I've done everything since the first class he went to pre-K, okay? Yet we had an issue a couple weeks ago where we had to go talk to the teachers, and on my way there, I was thinking, you know, I think I know this kid, but he could be a complete asshole at school. I don't know what he's like at school. I could have the dirty kid. I could have the kid who is a pain in the ass. I could have the lonely kid. You have no idea what their life is like between those class times because you're not there with them, and nobody's going to know them better than the teachers. That's the absolute truth.
Yep, I totally 100% agree.
No, I don't know why in the world you would go into that job. Same thing with police officers. You are not given enough money for the job that you're expected to do, and then you get blamed for everything when something goes wrong with your kid. I don't know. God bless teachers, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you. I'm telling you right now, I love kids. I have I have an utterly charming personality, and I thought I would be a good teacher. I'm going to be the best of all, a conglomerate of all the good teachers I had. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to change lives. And then I went, teachers get paid what?
Yeah.
I ain't going to be a teacher.
Right.
No way. Now I'm hoping somebody just gives me an honorary doctorate degree, so when Dr. Calder retires, he can go teach maybe at the Perfect. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Maybe I can liven that place up.
I hear there's one open at Temple because
Bill Cosby.
I think they took his back.
I don't think they'd like me as much.
Good news. Shamrock Shake has returned to McDonald's.
Never had one.
Are you serious?
Never had one.
You are missing out. Yeah. It is a vanilla shake with green food coloring.
Yes.
And man, is it delicious.
But it's so good.
If you want to find out which McDonald's have it, there's a new...
What do you mean? They all have to have them.
Well, no. There's a new official Shamrock Shake Finder app that you can download for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play, so you can find out. Because they're rolling them out. You know, it's not obviously not St. Paddy's Day yet, but as it gets closer, more and more will happen.
Understood.
Check it out.
Do you know the other thing McDonald's is bringing back?
McDonald's is bringing back...
The Szechuan sauce?
Yeah, yo.
And people are losing their goddamn minds about it.
Rick and Morty.
They did that.
No, but now they're bringing it back, making it permanent.
Yeah.
Because people went so crazy over it.
Yeah, because they had that Rick and Morty episode, and the people, like you said, I couldn't believe how many people, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people wrote to McDonald's.
Yeah. That's
why I hate people.
I don't know,
it's
man.
Stuff like that.
Szechuan sauce is delightful.
You're it.
Why?
You're
it's
the
delicious?
No, you're the exact person.
You watch Rick and Morty.
You're the exact person I'm talking about.
I love
you
Rick
probably
and Morty, but
wrote
I don't
it.
Talk about it.
Oh, Szechuan sauce. Like you and your friends. Szechuan sauce. And
we
high
don't
five each other.
It's
Rick
you
and Morty.
You fist bump now. And then we chest bump sometimes when we're really, really excited.
Oh, you and Joe are the only ones that could chest bump.
Whatever. A new survey found that the average American makes 156 impulse purchases a year.
Oh, that's a week for me.
And spends about how much over the course of their lifetime?
I don't even want to know.
Just take a guess. What would you think? Over the course of your lifetime on impulse buys,
what did it say? 156 a month, it said?
Average person, 156 per year. A month.
I'm in a year, so... I don't know, $5,000.
$5,000.
I'm going to go high. I would say around per year, you say? I'd pay like $10,000.
No, spends in the course of their lifetime.
Oh, $15,000.
$15,000. Carmen, what do you think?
Their whole lifetime?
Their whole lifetime.
What are we calling a an impulse buy. Like,
it could be anything. You could be scrolling through and you see a thing that socks. Okay, get some socks. Or you could see a thing where it's like a really cool bike and you're like, ooh, I should get that for my kid.
I think it's going to be really high because of credit cards and stuff like that. Yeah. At least like $20,000.
Yeah. $324,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah, over the course of their life. The top impulse buys that we make are food, clothing, and household items.
Food.
Food.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, food. I'm agreeing with you, but food what?
Food, clothing, and household
items.
I never
impulse buy clothes.
You know?
I go to buy clothes.
See something? Like, you see some shorts or a shirt, or you're like,
you're online every once in a while, see a shirt.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's a cool shirt. Right, then you go in there, and then you're like, oh, some other shirts. Yeah, those are pretty cool, too.
I know, impulse buy my Chris Jericho wrestling shirt that I saw on Facebook ad.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah?
What'd you get? I don't even want to. Oh, it was a while ago. It was just... it was a You're on the List shirt.
You're on the List? Mm-hmm. Nice.
I also have a Mike Tyson shirt. It's got a boxing glove, and it says, it's a quote. It's like, everybody has an idea until they get punched in the face.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah. Yeah. You also have another Mike Tyson shirt that you haven't worn yet, but, you know, it was for Christmas and stuff.
Wrong. Oh. I didn't wear it here, but I did wear it.
Does it fit you nice?
Yeah. It will in a couple more pounds, but it fits good. I wore it under a sweatshirt. It worked fine, right. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's cool. I like that. Is it, say, Kid Dynamite or no? Is that
No, it just says Tyson.
Tyson, yeah. And it's got the patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That was very cool.
Ever since
I got three cool shirts. Josh got me an Evel Knievel shirt.
Oh, did he?
And, Tom the Tree Man got me a Staten Island t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
When Joe Madden came in and he was wearing that, and it's a certain brand because they have
the Roots of Fight.
Roots of Fight, yeah. Because they have Bruce Lee, they have Mike Tyson.
They got athletes now. They got like Jordan
Ward. Yeah, they got a bunch of different stuff. It's pretty cool.
They got UFC fighters, and now I want to say I think they got The Rock. I think The Rock is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So this has some spoilers in it, okay? So if you haven't seen The Shape of Water and you don't want it to be spoiled, I'm letting you know right now.
She bangs some fish, right?
This has some spoilers.
Is it worse than that?
Okay, yes.
Oh.
Fish banger.
It's not really terrible. You probably already know because, it's been out for a while. But
fish
I'm just
dies.
Letting you know, there's some spoilers in this.
Okay.
The Shape of Water doesn't deserve a Best Picture Oscar. It deserves one for Best Ripoff.
Just like Led Zeppelin.
According to the... No, not at all. That's totally different. According to the family of a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, David Zindel, says his father, Paul Zindel, wrote a 1969 play called Let Me Hear You Whisper.
Paul Zindel was an author. I know who
he won the Pulitzer Prize. He was a playwright.
Yeah.
The story of a lonely female janitor who works graveyard shift at a lab that performs animal experiments for the military use. She becomes infatuated with a fantastic, intelligent, aquatic creature held captive in a glass tank. Spoiler, that is exactly The Shape of Water.
Oh, really?
To a T. There are several more similarities, according to the lawsuit. They say that the scientist in his father's play discusses using, quote, vivisection to kill the creature, and the scientists in water use the exact same term.
Oh, that's
he
not
adds
good.
That the amphibious creature in water is removed using a laundry cart, ditto for his dad's play, exact same thing. So if the allegations are true, the biggest difference in the creature is the creature in the play is a dolphin, and it's like some sort of merman in The Shape of Water. So Paul Zindel died in 2003, but his son is suing Fox, Searchlight, and the director on behalf of the family trust and stuff. So, if that's true, it's literally exactly what that was, and this was written back in 1969.
I want to say Paul Zindel is from Staten Island.
Really?
Because he wrote a book that I read called The Pigman, and in The Pigman, there were a lot of Staten Island references, including Moravian Cemetery, which Anderson Cooper's family owns, and yeah, I'm trying to look it up real quick, but I haven't heard the name in years.
Says he was born in Tottenville.
Yeah, Tottenville. It's Staten Island.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's where he was born, yeah.
When I was younger...
And he died in New York City.
Second most famous guy from Staten Island.
The only novel I read when I was younger was a Paul Zindel book called The Doomstone.
Really?
It's about this beast that lived under... what's the thing in the UK? Stonehenge?
Yeah.
And he, like, comes out every once in a while and would eat people. It was a very scary
book. By the way, I'm going to Stonehenge in a couple weeks.
Look out for the creature that lives under the rocks.
I'm ready for him.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go there... And the minute I break the circle, lightning's in. Everybody's like, this has never happened before. I'm like, I was waiting for me.
Yeah. Or you walk through that little thing, and all of a sudden you're transported to some other place. And you're like, oh, well, now I don't know how.
Yeah, that's true. Right? All of a sudden I'm back here, and I'm like, wait, I want to go back to London.
Did you see there's, I don't know where it is. I got to find out where it is, but there's like this little cave type thing, and any bird or animal or human that goes by, it dies.
What?
Yeah, it's like an opening, and if a bird flies past it or whatever, they wind up dying.
Where
That's
is it?
So creepy.
Yeah, I gotta find out.
You made that up. I read it the other
day.
You buy cakes from Kevin Smith?
Aliens.
We talked about this the other day. Billy Graham died yesterday at the age of 99. He was known as America's pastor. He was famous for traveling the world and preaching to millions during massive tours he called crusades. He was especially known for using television and radio to reach as many people as possible. Died at the age of 99. Mike Kelta got 1 point from that, plus 35 for first to go in death pool. So that is 36 points for Mike Kelta on the board.
Thank you very much.
The beautiful Jane Seymour is 67 years old.
She's fantastic looking.
She just posed for Playboy.
Shut your face. Playboy's got naked pictures again?
She didn't go nude.
Aw, boo.
She didn't go nude, but we have a picture of her from the shoot. Look how great she looks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
How old?
Yeah, she is 67 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
She looks awesome. I'm going to tell you right now, I wish I could find me an old girlfriend.
She says she hasn't had any surgeries or injections or anything.
Good for her.
She's all natural.
Let me see the face again. I gotta
say her face is really covered in that one.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
And she was in Wedding Crashers, right?
Yeah.
She was the mom.
Yeah, she had Owen Wilson honker honkers. Yeah.
That's so good.
Oh, here we go. I find Jane Seymour to be very attractive. I find that's a certain look, that English kind of look. I think J.K. Rowling is attractive.
Yeah. When I was 22, maybe 23, I dated a 40-something-year-old that looked a lot like Jane Seymour. Yeah,
good for you.
When I was 20-something, I made out with a girl that worked on Jane Seymour's show, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and then we found out she might have been underage.
Oh, mistake.
Well, I didn't know.
Whoopsie.
Well,
it was a long time ago.
Wendy Williams announced yesterday on her show that she has to take 3 weeks off because she was diagnosed with Graves' disease.
I told you she fell. That was real.
It's an, I still think all this is fake, and she just went 3 weeks off. It's an immune system disorder that results in hyperthyroidism.
Hyperthyroidism?
Yeah. Wendy's doctor wants her to rest and get her medication on track, and her show will be in repeats. So there you go. Oh. Dave Navarro is organizing a charity concert to raise money and awareness for mental health. It's called Above Ground, and it's happening in Los Angeles on April 16th. Some other guests that will be performing, Courtney Love. For a mental health benefit. Billy Idol and a couple others will be performing there. The mini bike that Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels rode in Dumb and Dumber just sold on eBay for how much?
I don't know, but that's a pretty good thing to have. It's pretty iconic.
It's a little mini bike that they rode in there.
I would say, like, what, $100,000?
$100,000? $40,000.
The opening bid was $8,500.
I'm confused, then. Is this the actual bike that they rode in the movie?
Yes, the mini bike that they rode in the movie.
I thought that would be more money.
$50,000.
$50,000 right on the nose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, $50,000.
I'd buy that bike.
It's pretty iconic if you're a collector.
I've got some good news.
You didn't say new music.
It's not new music. Oh. If you are a fan of Soft Cell, they're getting back together for its first show in 15 years.
And all they're going to do is this song.
Bad news, it'll also be their last show.
Good.
They're going to do one song. No. They're going to do one show.
You ready for the rest of Soft Cell?
Yeah.
Dana Love.
Right.
Has 105 million plays.
Mm-hmm.
Then another version of Tainted Love with the Where Did Our Love Go extended remix has only 4 million. Then there's Say Hello, Wave Goodbye. Do you know that one?
No, I don't think so. Did you know Tainted Love was a cover?
Yes, we found that out.
Make sure it never happens again. You and I
It
had to be the standing joke of
So good luck, Sofso.
That is not that good. Steven Seagal co-wrote a novel where President Obama.
Still, I don't think you're speaking at Steven Seagal's name with enough reverence.
Steven Seagal.
The great Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Co-wrote a novel where President Obama teams up with the Islamic terrorist, a Mexican drug cartel, and the deep state to bring down America.
Oh, man, Obama.
But he's thwarted by a Native American lawman and the election of President Trump.
Dude, Steven Seagal is, I don't think that this country really gives him enough attention for what he is. A crazed lunatic.
He's the one that showed Anderson Silva how to do the front kick and took down Vitor Belfort.
And is out there training police officers.
Yes.
That's what Tom Segura said. He's like, imagine you're a cop and they tell you on Friday we're going to have some hand-to-hand training. And you go there and you're like, it's cool. I want to learn how to protect myself a little better. What do we got coming in? A martial artist? And like, no, Steven Seagal will be here.
Yeah.
Like,
so what does he do?
He teaches them kung fu and stuff.
He does Hapkido and stuff. And yeah. You can show him taking a gun away from somebody.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how fast he does it.
Yeah.
Well, so is he like a master?
Is that Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah. He trained for a long time. Like, he's no joke. Obviously, he's older and a little bit fatter now and stuff, but
is that what he was like before he was an actor? Was he an actor? Yes. And was like, I'm gonna do kung fu now.
I believe this is right. This is a story that I remember, is that he taught classes of like aikido or whatever it is, and like a producer was taking the class and they were like, you'd be great in the movies, like doing,
but keep
stuff.
In mind also in the 80s there was an influx of
superhero of stuff
of American Asian kung fu stuff,
right? Yeah. So and I think that's how he got his start. And then, you know,
how did Tommy Lee Jones get in this movie?
That is the one where
the boat one?
Yeah. The girl in the cake.
Yeah, I just don't remember. But I mean, how did they convince him to do a Steven Seagal movie?
Because he was huge. Steven Seagal was a big star.
Yeah, but Tommy Lee Jones is a serious actor.
Tommy Lee Jones, you know, has done a lot of stuff.
No, I know. It's funny. But, okay, so Seagal, in addition to writing this awesome novel about how American Indians saved the world,
mm-hmm.
He is getting into cryptocurrency.
Is he really?
I thought you two would be very excited about
that.
Did you see what he's calling it?
Yeah, but he's like an ambassador for something.
For something called, you ready for this?
Yes. Yeah.
Bitcoin. BITCOIIN.
Oh, boy.
Bitcoin 2.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, Steven.
Watch, he'll probably be a billionaire from it.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Mark Hamill will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on March 8th for Star Wars and nothing else.
Yeah. Well, it's Corvette Summer.
Yep, Corvette Summer. The Joker voice in the cartoon.
I thought he already had a star on the... I was kind of surprised by this story. I thought because of how iconic those Star Wars movies were, that he would have gotten...
Do you know how you get a star?
I do not.
Okay, so you get a group together that are fans. You petition the LA for a star, which really, you don't have to have that much credential-wise. And you petition the city of Los Angeles, and they say... Okay, it's going to cost you $40,000 and then so much a year. So several of these stars could just buy their own star, but a lot of them want to wait until somebody else has said, hey, we're giving you a star, and they've collected the money. Which is not so bad if you're Ben Affleck, because to raise $40,000 among your fans is $10 a person, you know? Some of these people that you see just went and bought their own star. Like, I'm going to assume like they're Ryan Seacrest of the world, who have had stars before their real career is really even... blossomed are guys who bought their own stars.
Well, that's kind of BS.
Yeah, yes. Right?
Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't be able to buy a star. It should be almost like an award.
Yes. False star.
Yeah.
False star.
False star. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has been fined $600,000 for making public statements detrimental to the NBA.
Oh, I'm sure he cares.
That's according to the commissioner, Adam Silver. Cuban said that it's in his team's best interest to lose on purpose for the remainder of the season in order to better position themselves for the draft lottery. Yeah, you're not allowed to tell your players that. You're not allowed to say, hey, guys, tank it. We want to get somebody good in here. So he got fined $600,000, which he laughed at and took out of his shoe.
Yeah. Now, what's the deal? Is he living here?
I don't know.
Everybody says he lives here over by where Geiger used to live.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not him, but like maybe his family, and then he's been here a lot, or he's buying golf carts and stuff.
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
I'm going to look for him.
Okay. And finally in news, if you have a bunch of beads from Gasparilla, like we were talking about before, what do you do with the beads?
Well, I know what I do with them.
You got a bunch of beads.
Got them on me right now.
Krispy Kreme donuts will be trading old Gasparilla beads for its famous glazed donuts. Oh. Anyone who can bring in 12 pounds of beads to Krispy Kreme on Saturday will be rewarded with a dozen original glazed donuts.
Wow.
Yeah, so 12
Why?
Pounds
Why? To kind of clean it up? Get it off the streets?
I guess.
Beads off the streets.
For those who don't have 12 pounds, one donut will be given for every strand of beads recycled.
Oh, recycling purposes.
Well, just take 12 strands.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It doesn't make any sense. You got to bring in 12 pounds for a dozen or one strand per donut?
Well, each strand is a pound.
No.
which one do you go to? The fake Krispy Kreme or the only real one?
It doesn't
the only real one over there off of Waters.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, give me these fake pop-up shops.
Yeah.
Rewarming your hot and... Rewarming it and hot and ready.
So if you have some beads and you're not keeping them on your person like Mike is, you can trade them in.
I want to know what they're doing with all these beads. Why are they collecting? What's the big
I'll show you.
Here?
Go ahead and I'll show you. Yank them out while you're there.
I will take some donuts, sir. That is not chocolate. That is it for news.
All right. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025.